opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
You're telling me, wait. Okay, so Omri, you wanted me to come up with a new intro for season two.
Yes. It's a fresh season, so it's only right that we, like, you know, have a, like, new, you know, intro, bro. So, I don't know. It's, like, a bit on the spot, so I don't know if, like, you, you know, figured out one, but...
This is so cringe, but I'm going to do it anyway. What's up? Shoot.
No, that's good. That's good. That's our intro.
That's our intro.
What's up?
What's up?
What's going on, gamers? It's your host, Ansh, here with...
Amrit, Shanna.
Stuart.
David.
And today, we are doing our debut of Season 2 for the Gamers Workshop. And Season 1 had a whole list of trials and tribulations. We lost Amrit mid-season, but guess what, guys? He's making his comeback as the host for this episode. Amrit, take it away.
What's up, guys? So, if you guys don't know, in the last season, I was actually, like, dead, but I had to pull off the biggest comeback since Jordan in, like, you know, 1995. And basically, this episode is going to be on the absolute classic, greatest fighting game of all time, I'd say, Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, I mean, Smash Bros, everyone's played it, or at least some sort of version of it, or at least watched it. And if you haven't, get out of here. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But Amrit, what do you have to ask today?
Okay, so since all of us have played Smash Bros, right, what's everyone's introduction to playing it?
My first introduction to Smash Bros would probably have to be at a friend's house, like after school. Would be like hanging out at their house, really little, and they play, like, probably ask, you want to play Super Smash Bros, and be like, what's that? And then we'd play, and then it would probably be the most scuffed game of Smash Bros you'd ever see in your life. And yeah, and then I guess I got hooked, and then I got it for myself one day.
I mean, for me, I was like one of the five people who had a Wii U, so I played Super Smash Bros. U as like my introduction to Smash Bros. I honestly don't remember too much from that game, but I ended up, it must have been good, because I ended up buying the Switch version. My brother was the one who like originally was playing it a lot. Then I really like Splatoon, so when I saw the Inkling was there, I was like, hold the phone, let me roll up on Mario, let me roll up on Luigi. I just got hooked onto the game, man. I just loved seeing my favorite characters fight each other. Like, I hate versing my friends because they're way too good at the game, man. They, like, no-lifing the game. But that's fine.
For me, actually, like, I started originally, like, think back in, like, I don't even know, like, 2019, 2020. Actually started by playing a Super Smash Bros. Sort of, like, knockoff, if you know Brawlhalla. Because I think that was free. So I started by playing that. And then, like, some years later, like, my brother has a Switch. So we ran some, like, Super Smash Bros, you know, from time to time. I wasn't very good at it, but it was fun. So,
yeah. You've just angered all the Brawlhalla fans by saying, oh, yeah, it's the fake Super Smash Bros.
I mean.
But, hey. You know,
that's what it seems like to me.
That's the Gamer's Workshop for you.
Personally, so basically a, you know, great childhood game of like mine is Mortal Kombat, which is like known as a super iconic fighting like game. And while I was like so obsessed with like, you know, Mortal Kombat, I was also obsessed with like Mario Kart, Sonic, and just like all of like these Nintendo like games. And then my cousin told me that there is a Nintendo version of like Mortal Kombat and like, you know, Street Fighter, and then I played it on his Wii. It was a like super early version of Smash Bros, and then just I ended up falling in love with it because it's like obviously I was already so in love with like, you know, prior fighting games like Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, so it's like Smash Bros, it was just a like, you know, big, you know, shocker and just like, you know, mind explosion. So it was like, whoa, dude. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know what to say. Yeah. Next question, please. All right,
guys, so the second, like, you know, question. So obviously Smash Bros. Is known for having all different types of, like, you know, fighters from, like, various games, Pokemon, Mario, Pokemon, Mario, right?
A lot of games.
What a variety.
What's everyone's favorite you know, character or like fighter to use in Smash Bros, because it's like obviously each character has their like, you know, own power up and ability. So what's like, you know, everyone's like favorite?
So I also played Super Smash Flash. Okay. If anyone knows that.
No.
That sounds very ghetto.
It's like a Flash player version of Super Smash Bros. In that game, I would main Mega Man because he would have like four actual like different modes. He was overpowered in that game. They nerfed him. I don't play him anymore. But in like the Nintendo Switch Super Smash Bros, dude, I'm maining Inkling or Pac-Man. Pac-Man was also one of those ones. So basically, Pac-Man saved my reputation as a gamer in one of my friend's birthday parties because I was getting smoked in Super Smash Bros, right? And then I pulled the bluff move up. Guys, no, I'm not even trying. I switched over to Pac-Man and started winning. I'm not going to lie. So, yeah, if they're hearing this, I have nothing to apologize for.
Pac-Man is like definitely a very, like, you know, different fighter, because like I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that their favorite, like, you know, fighter is Pac-Man. So honestly, Ange, props to you for being different, bro.
Thank you very much.
All right, so guys, any, you know, favorite fighters?
I don't really know if I have a favorite fighter because I haven't played the game that much, but I just remember when, if you guys remember, when there was the reveal for Steve from Minecraft coming to Super Smash Bros. Like, I just remember seeing that and I was like, no way, bro. So I played as him a couple times and I mean, yeah, that was pretty sick.
I think you've just gained a couple of haters by playing Steve, bro.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a pro at the game. I don't really play the game, but...
Okay.
Fine. I'm a Steve main, true and true. I wasn't always a Steve main. When I first got the game myself, I wanted to try everybody, and then I started really liking Greninja. And I was a Greninja main for a good while. Then I switched to Luigi for a little bit. I always like have a variety of either Greninja, Luigi, Donkey Kong. I always mix them to like Ike and someone else. What's it? Marth. Okay. I always mix them up. Whichever one has the fire sword. That was another character I played. And then they added Steve. And then I just abandoned everybody else and bought Steve. And that's the only DLC I have.
Valid. Okay. Honestly, those are all valid like picks. Personally, I'd go with Charizard. So like, if you guys know anything
Pokemon
about...
Pokemon trainer?
Yes, bro. Charizard is OP, and then Ember on the Wii U, like, you know, he had his own, like, you know, fighter, and then on the Switch, in order to use him, it was, like, actually, like, you know, in the, like, Pokemon trainer, so it was a bit different on the, like, you know, Wii U, but, like, bro, he was overpowered. I used to, like, you know, button mash, like, crazy at my friend's house and, like, you know, just destroy everyone. So it's either between Charizard or Mewtwo, because I feel like, you know, both are just like insanely, like, you know, OP, but awesome guys, very, like, you know, valid like picks. So third question. So obviously all of us are pretty experienced in, like, you know, playing Smash, like, bros. What's everyone's favorite memory or, like, you know, funniest or just, like, most iconic, you know, memory of, like, this, like, game?
Dude, it's got to be when I switched to Pac-Man and started packing people up, dude. Damn. And during my friend's birthday. So we were playing Mario Party before that, right? I was winning all the mini games. I was doing good. Did not win the game, as per usual. Then there was a lot of trash talking going on, and everyone was like, okay, let's settle this in Smash. Let's settle this in Smash. And I was like, all right, let's settle this in Smash. So I lose. It was up to three, right? A tournament style. I lose the two first games playing as Donkey Kong. Sorry, Stuart. But and then one of my friends was like, yo, Ange, you should play Pac-Man. And I was like, obviously, you're right. So I switched to Pac-Man, won the first two games. The last game was down to the wire, dude. Sudden death mode. Whoever gets the next hit wins, right? We're whiffing left and right, like, oh my god. I fly off the map, but I didn't get, like, knocked out yet. So I get all the way back. I hit the guy, like, as light as possible, won the game, and it felt good, man. It felt good, because then after that, we didn't play Smash Bros. We played Mario Kart. and I'm a Mario Kart goat. I didn't have to face Super Smash sweats.
I would have to say, okay, first there's like a really funny running bit in my friend group whenever you play Smash, because one friend is a hardcore Kirby one trick and just spams the E-I-A move, the up B, where he goes up and he slashes down with the sword. It is so annoying because the voice line is so loud. It just encompasses the whole game. And I don't know. I thought that was really funny. It's a good running bit. But my favorite memory is mid-COVID. I just got Steve. Me and my friend were playing online over Discord. And for some reason, throughout the whole game, we're both playing Steve. I was the Enderman skin and he was the zombie skin or something, and for the whole game we were just repeating the lines, "Do you know what punish is short for?" and before yelling punishment before hitting a single hit. I don't care how much percent it would hit for, it could be like 2% hit, we'd yell punishment. I don't know, it was so stupid.
Man, I don't even know if I have a favorite memory. I just know, like, every memory I have of me playing Smash is just, I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm just button mashing and trying to see what sticks. I would just, like, try to pick whichever character was just, like, the easiest to, like, button mash with. You know, I mean, it worked out for me sometimes. I don't know. That's not my, like, area of expertise, you know?
You know, button mashing, it's a tried and true technique, dude.
Yeah, I did it for Mortal Kombat as well. And I mean, it's 50-50. Yeah. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
So my most embarrassing, you know, memory playing this, like, you know, game. So I remember I was versing my friend who basically just got put onto Smash Bros. And I was using, like, you know, Charizard, obviously, right? Because, like, you know, it's like my, like, you know, go-to, like, fighter. And he used the maker, like, you know, guy. Yeah, yeah. And bro destroyed me and, like, bro, KO, pause. First of all, I just said, like, you know, destroyed me. Like, I got KO'd.
I didn't even notice that.
No one noticed that, bro.
I got KO'd first round, bro. The most embarrassing thing ever. And, like, that whole day, like, bro was just like, "Hey, bro, I, like, you know, beat you, and I don't have any, experience in this, like, you know, game," and just kept going on and on and on and on. And to this day, even though it's, like, been, like, 8 years, bro still brings it up. And then I'm like, "Okay, bro, I get it. Chill." But, yeah, man.
Have you ever versed him again?
No.
No. You know what we should do for the finale? Bring him over here. Okay, and we'll have a rematch.
All right, say less. Okay. All right, guys. Awesome. So the final, like, you know, question that I have is, obviously in Smash Bros, there's, like, multiple, like maps and battlegrounds and, like, each like fight. What's everyone's favorite or, like, you know, go-to battleground?
Honestly.
Minecraft. Okay.
Minecraft. Okay,
fire. Steve the or whole way. Steve.
Is that yours as well, David?
No, I was going to say the one where it's like, you're like small and there's like the big cat in the background, or like the big dog. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then I think there's like some like toys or something. I don't know. I just like watching the like dog and cat in the background, honestly. Yeah, yeah. That's my like.
Honestly, we always choose like randomize, but the one that's bailed me out the most has to be, like, Donkey Kong's one, because, like, I'm pretty sure it's that one where there's, like, there's a river and everything at the bottom, like, the map changes how it looks, and if you go under the river, you're gonna, like, die. Oh, yeah. So sometimes I'd be at, like, one, and all I have to do is literally just survive the map, and I'd win. It depends if you have items as well, because, like, if we have items, dude, the bigger the map, the better. If there's no items in its final destination, I'm screwed, man.
I also like the Tomodachi Life.
I was just going to bring it up. Yeah. Tomodachi Life. Okay.
You guys like items?
Oh, no.
Yeah, for sure. No.
I really never play with items.
Dude. Items are like the best. Just the Smash Orb.
Plus Steve as well.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Wait, so.
The Steve's final Smash is so funny because it lowers the frame rate every time you use it. And it's just like a 12 FPS animation, so it lasts a bit longer than it should.
Yeah.
Damn, wait, so, like, if Minecraft was, like, you know, brought into Smash Bros. For, like, objects, is there, like, any Minecraft, like, pickaxes or like swords as like
they could items. Add the enchantment table and then you can upgrade your stuff. They
That's
could.
So cool.
That would be cool, I think.
Mid-match.
Yeah, like, you know, like the crafting table falls. Yeah, yeah. Just get an enchantment table going. Upgrade.
Okay. Honestly, all valid, like, maps. My go-to is the Wii Sports, like, you know, map because it, like, you know, goes through multiple, like, you know, maps and stuff. And the Plains map. Like, it's, like, where, like, you know, all the, like, you know, fighters are, like, you know, fighting on the plane. And it's, like, if you, like, you know, fall off, obviously you, like, you know, die because and you're like you know so high up and yeah the Tomodachi Life map was like great, which I think that's a like you know game that we should discuss on this like podcast because it's a childhood favorite. So yeah man, anyways, that was Super Smash Bros, guys. Thank you guys for being great hosts in the season 2 opener, and I'd say all of us are gonna have a great season, guys. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, for sure, guys.
Yeah, and as part of season 2, I got to think of something special for season 2, guys. Give me a
find out which one of us will die this time.
Oh. Yeah, guys. It's always looming in the air. So
who's going next week?
I think next you week, or David.
It's me?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's usually me, Stuart, Amrit, David. Okay. So next week, David is going to be bringing us a special game as part of season 2. Technically the first episode, but it's the second one. Sorry, David. How do you feel about that? You feel ready?
I feel ready. I have a game in mind, but like I don't know if everyone's played it. So like,
what is it?
The Last of Us.
No. I mean,
I watched the show.
Okay.
That should be good enough, right?
What about you? You haven't played it.
I've seen the memes of that, like, you know, girl, like, you know, smiling, and I don't know.
It's oh,
like,
yeah. Is
that, like, that big meme?
But that should be good enough, right?
That or, like, or, I don't know, some, like, online game multiplayer that, like, everyone else has played.
Club Penguin?
I haven't played
Club Penguin. You haven't played Club Penguin? I haven't played Club Penguin. Yo, Animal Jam?
No.
No.
Dude, have you played Animal Jam?
Nah.
Prodigy.
Mushy Monsters?
Prodigy, yo.
Mushy crazy. Monsters? You got Mushy Monsters?
No.
How about
what the heck is going on?
How about Happy Wheels, bro, if you like, you know.
Yes, Happy Wheels. Right?
Okay. Bro, yes,
I only watch videos. I never played it.
That was
Dude, Happy Wheels is the best.
That was like the best gore game as messed up as like
playing
that, like,
it during lunchtime at school.
Oh my god. And maximizing the like, you know, blood, bro.
Me and my friends, like there was like an art assignment. We had to make a poster for something in like grade 5. We made a Happy Wheels poster.
Oh, that's legendary.
We like
bro.
Drew the wheelchair guy.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That was actually a legendary game.
And that's part of our season 2 specials. At the end of every single episode, we'll be telling a gaming-related story. Thank you all so much for watching. This is the Gamers Workshop season 2. Goodbye.
Thanks for watching the Gamers Workshop. Let me run you through the menu. Here's the pause screen. Here's the quit button. Are you sure you want to quit? Okay.